Let's talk about social media for a moment, because I'm finding that a lot of my clients are beginning to work with social media and do stuff. You know, I'm doing a load of reviews of various websites at the moment, and they've all got some social media component to them, whether it be a Twitter account, a Facebook group, a YouTube channel, or whatever else. But let's cut to the chase and talk about the realities of social media. Yeah, social media can be great. If you get a following of and a community behind you, that can be really powerful as they recommend your content and you as an organization via word of mouth. Your followers are also constantly exposed to your brand, and this ensures that when they've got work for you to do, you're the first person they think of. You also got a continual dialogue with these potential customers, and you're building relationships with them, which provides you with an advantage when it comes to pitching for work and that kind of stuff. You have an opportunity as well through social media to demonstrate your expertise and differentiate yourself from the competition and to establish yourself as a leader in the field. So it's all good. There are good reasons for doing social media, and hell, out of anybody, I should be championing social media. The fact that Headscape is doing as well as it is these days is due to the fact that I've used social media, that I've built up our reputation and my reputation and done all the right things. The fact that you're listening to this is a testament to the power of social media. But... it only works if you really go for it, if you really commit yourself to it. I think there are a lot of organisations that are kind of playing with social media, and I just don't think it works. That, you know, people are using all the right tools, you know, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all the rest of it, but they're not committed enough to the principle of social media in order to build the following. And until you've built your followers, you're not going to reap the rewards of it. The trouble is that, you know, you kind of set up a YouTube channel and you put a few videos up. You maybe do one or two episodes of a podcast. You maybe write content for Twitter, but your posts are so sporadic that you don't really build a significant following. Equally with blogs, the number of corporate blogs I come across, which have got months between each post. I mean, even if a user was willing to subscribe to a blog that posted so regularly, a lot of corporate blogs I come across don't even have an easy way to subscribe. So if you're going to do social media, do it. Do it properly, invest in it, spend time on it, or don't do it at all. That's your choice. It's not the kind of thing you can do half-heartedly.